This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The T20 World Cup title winning Indian cricket team arrived in Delhi from Barbados this morning to a rousing reception. Fans were gathered in big numbers, cheering and clapping outside the international airport in the national capital to welcome the men's cricket team and give them a warm reception. Fans holding placards and waving the national flag braved a drizzle to line up outside the airport to welcome the men in blue. The team flew back from Barbados, where they defeated South Africa by 7 runs in the summit clash of the tournament. The departure of the Indian squad was delayed after Hurricane Beryl hit the Caribbean. The Indian squad is scheduled to meet Prime Minister Narendra Modi at his residence today before leaving for Mumbai. Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI Secretary Jay Shah, informed that in Mumbai, the victorious team will take part in an open bus road show this evening. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will lead the Indian delegation at the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO Summit in Astana, Kazakhstan today. He is representing Prime Minister Narendra Modi at the 24th meeting of the SCO Council of Heads of State. During the summit, the leaders are expected to review the organization's activities over the past 2 decades and discuss the state and prospects of multilateral cooperation. Topical issues of regional and international importance are also expected to be discussed at the meeting. India's priorities in SCO are shaped by Prime Minister's vision of a secure SCO. SECURE stands for Security, Economic Cooperation, Connectivity, Unity, Respect for Sovereignty and Territorial Integrity and Environmental Protection. India, under its first ever presidency of SCO, hosted the 23rd meeting of the SCO Council of Heads of State on 4th July last year in virtual format. In the Kashmir Valley, the annual pilgrimage of Sri Amarnath Ji is going on smoothly with each passing day. More and more pilgrims are reaching Jammu, the city of temples, for their onward journey to the holy cave shrine in South Kashmir Himalayas to pay obeisance to Lord Shiva. The yatra, which commenced on 29th of last month, will conclude on 19th of August on the auspicious occasion of Shravan Purnima, which also coincides with Raksha Bandhan. The Bihar Health Department has decided to offer MBBS course to medical students in Hindi as a medium of instruction. The facility will be available in all 21 medical colleges located in Bihar, including 10 state government and 2 central government-run institutions. Talking to Akashvani News, State Health Minister Mangal Pandey said it will be implemented from the upcoming academic session starting this year. Various parts of the national capital received light to moderate rainfall last night, which continued till the morning. The rain brought much-needed respite to the people from the hot and humid weather condition. India Meteorological Department has said that light to moderate rainfall accompanied with thunderstorm and lightning is expected in northwest and central part of the country during next 4 days. Millions of voters in United Kingdom are set to cast ballots in the crucial general elections today as the nation prepares to usher in a new prime minister. The voting will begin at 12:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time and will continue till 3:30 a.m. tomorrow. As soon as the voting finishes, the process of counting of votes will begin to decide the next prime minister of the country. The main contest in the country is between Prime Minister Sunak's Conservative Party and his opponent Sir Keir of Labour Party. Both the parties held intense campaigning in past few days to woo the voters. This election is crucial as the voters will elect a new government. In Wimbledon tennis, India's Rohan Bopanna and his Australian companion Matthew Ebden kicked off their campaign with a victory over an all-Dutch duo, Sander Ahrens and Robin Haase, 7-5, 6-4, in the first round of men's doubles in London last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.